Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Ramoni Ras Shichmi, Sus Moshe Rav Shlomo Yitzchak Moshe Mordechai, Moshe Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Esther, Yosef Ezra Ben Esther. The Gemara in Masechet Pesachim Chavav and Beis says that if you burned an oven, you boiled an oven, you heated up an oven with klipos of orla, kashin of kilei akerem, which are asur bahana. If it's a new oven, you have to destroy the oven utats because the oven was strengthened by this usage of these forbidden items. Yashan, if it's an old oven, it was already, it's not the hesek rishon, it's not the first time you boiled wood in it, so then you just let it cool off and then you can bake bread. But if you bake bread anyway from what was hot before, so Rebbe says the pas is aser, because there's shevach etzim bepas, in other words, the etzim of iser go into the bread, and Chachamim say the pas is mutter, because they say ain shevach etzim bepas. The improvement of the etzim don't improve the bread, because what the bread is getting benefit from is what was already destroyed, not the forbidden klipei orla or kashim shel kelei akerem, but after it was already, they were already burned up, then that's what it got benefit from, that fire. But bishla agabei gecholim divrei hakom mutter. Even according to Rebbe, if you burned it on top of coals, everybody holds its mutter. So the Tosis explains the machlokas. Rebbe holds yeshevach eitzim of pas, because the eitzim caused the afias of pas, when the avuka, when the flame is opposite the eitzim, rabbanin hold, ain shevach eitzim of pas, even though avuka kenegdo, because the shalhevis, the flame, doesn't come from the eitzim, it comes from what was already burned. And if so, it's like a cheles, that there's no iser ve'ein anymore. In the Chedushim of the Chasim Sofer, HaShalim, in our Sugya, page Kuf Chav Hei, he asks, according to the Mandi Omer, and Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, that Bishla Gabi Gecholim Divrei HaKol HaPas Muteres, he's talking about Gecholim Lochashos, with boiling coals. So, and according to Rebbe, the only time we find that the Pas is Usser is Kshavuka Kenegdo, when the flame is opposite the wood. So it emerges that even according to Rebbe, we only say there's Shevach Eitzim Bepas, when there's an eitz that's be'ein betchilas ha'avuka. In other words, you see this flame, and the flame is coming from eitzim that are be'ein, eitzim that are still around. And because once they're ready coals, according to that opinion in the Gemara, even Rebbe holds that it's mutter. So the Yerkam HaChalakasim Rebbe in the Chumim is, the Chum hold, that the whole Shevach of Paz comes from the Gacheles. And Rebbe holds that gamin ha'etzim yeshevach bapas, that there's the bread is also improving from the etzim. We're talking about when the avukas kenegdo, when opposite the wood, you have this flame. So Rebbe holds that the Eitzim comes from the Shevach of the Pas comes from the Eitzim. And the Chamim hold, the Shevach comes from the Gacheles. But it's possible even Rebbe's Modeh, that even from the Gacheles there's Shevach. So it's difficult, since Shevach HaGacheles is much more than the fire of the Avuka, of the flame, it should be Mizbatel Barov. Barov HaChom Shel HaGacheles. So why does Rebbe hold that the pas is aser? It was like this. You have the flame, you have the coals, and you have the wood. So their machlokas is when there's some wood and there's some coals. And Rebbe holds that since the shevach is coming from the wood, so the pas is going to be aser, because the wood is still ve'ein, and the wood is aser wood. And since the Shevach is coming from the Be'ein, Aser Dika wood, it's Aser. Rebbe holds, Shegamina Eitzim Yeshevach Bapas. Rebbe holds that there's also the Shevach is coming from the Eitzim as well as the coals. Coming from both. Chamim hold that it's coming from the Gacheles. The Shevach of the Eitzim is coming from the Gacheles, what's already been burned. Rebbe holds that where's it coming from? It's coming from the Eitzim and the Gacheles. But the Pashat that Rebbe holds that there's also Sheva from the Gacheles, from the coals. And we see here in the Gemara that according to one opinion, even Gacholim Lochashos, if all there are Gacholim Lochashos, boiling coals, burning coals, Rebbe admits that it's mutter. Rebbe agrees that it's mutter. So in our case, where you have coals and wood, it's difficult because the shevach of the gacheles is much more than the heat of the flame. In other words, the flame coming from the wood is much less than the heat of the coals. That's what the Chasam Sofer says, kayadua. Everybody knows that the coals are heating up, are much hotter than the heat of the flame. So therefore, there should be a bittul berov, the mute of the flame coming from the wood, should be misbatel berov hachom shel hagacheles. Should be misbatel in the rove of the heat of the coals. So why does Rebbe hold the passes aser? So the Kitzur Akasha is, why does Rebbe hold that passes aser when you have a flame coming from forbidden wood and coals, when the heat of the coals is much stronger than the heat of the flame, forbidden flame, and therefore Rebbe should hold that it's batel berov, and the rove is coming from what's mutter, from the coals that have already been burned. So the whole of the bread should be permitted. That's the kasha of the Chasam Sofer. He's miyashe that we can say that Rebbe is l'shitaso, who holds that min b'mina lo batel kum koftes amralef, and therefore you can't say that the heat of the avuka is going to be batel berov chom hagacheles, the rove of the heat of the coals, because it's min b'mina and it's not batel. Then he had a kasha. Why does the Gemara say that they're arguing about this very din? If min b'mina is batel or lo batel, if the chamim hold it is batel and Rebbe holds that it's not. So, in the Sefer Yada, in the Sefer Lev Aaron and Pesachim, he wants me miyashiv the kasha of the chasim sofer differently. Chor, we can say that it's true that the heat of the flame is batel and the heat of the kacheles of the coal, but since we paskin that ain mevatla nisra l'chadchila, b'mavar bitlo b'mezid aser, so it turns out that the pas is aser, because even though the chum ha'avuka is batel b'chum hagacheles, chum hagacheles, the heat of the coal is rov, and it's mevatel, the heat of the flame. Since he was over and he was mevatel l'chadchila, the heat of the flame, therefore, that would explain the sheet of Rebbe, why would be Aser, because ein mevatel nisra l'chadchila, and if he was mevatel l'chadchila, it's Aser. So ein achinami, there is bittel, but since we're talking about here a case, let's say where he's doing it b'mezid, he wanted to be mevatel the heat of the flame, b'mela, the bread is going to be Aser, but that's not a correct answer, because it's true that the pass is also to the mevatel, the one for whom it was misbatel, but since we paskin that for everybody else, we say that even if it was misbatel chatchila, it's mutter. So how can Rebbe say that it's also the pass is also, it's mashmat also for everybody? So it's not also for everybody; it's only also for the mevatel and the one for whom it was misbatel, but not for everybody. And Rebbe seems to say it's also for everybody. So that's not a good teretz. So we're back to to the drawing board, and we'd like to know why we don't say bittel. Bittel ha chom ha'avuka b'chom ha'gacheles, according to Rebbe. And therefore it should be mutter. So says the Lev Aaron that this brisa that we have, that Tanarish is Sikha Bukliplior, etc., Chadash Yutats, Yashan Yutzan, Afabos Apas, Rebbe Omer, Apas Asura, Chamor Mapas Muteres, Bishla Gabe Gecholim, Divrei HaKol Mutter, right, that it says that if you burn the oven first time, with these forbidden items. So then if it's a new oven, it should be destroyed. If it's an old oven, it should be cooled off. If you didn't cool it off and you baked bread with it, so then Rebbe says the pass is aser, and Chum say the pass is mutter. And if you bake it on coals, everybody holds that it's mutter. So asks the Mahal Shah, in Divar Maschil Emor, the Maskanus HaGemara, the Rebbe and Chum are arguing, in Yesh Shevach Eitzim B'Pas, if the Shevach Eitzim is in the pass, Ulekuli Alma Zevazegorim Shari, and everybody holds that Zevazegorim is Mutter, if there are two garmim, if there's a garim ha-mutter and garim ha-aser, so we hold that it's mutter, because the Gemara says that Gemara Sakasha on this braisa, Vatanya ben Chadash ben Yash and Yutzan. We learned in the first braisa that if it's a new tanur, that's Husak Bisure Hanal, you have to destroy it. And in this, according to this braisa, it's enough to just let it cool off. So the Gemara answers, La Kash, there's no stira. Because the Machlek is Tanaim Ha, the first braisa that says that a Tanur Chadash requires Shviras Bishitas Rebbe. It's just like he holds that pas that was baked Ba'atse, Be'shal Atse Yisr, Asura Ba'anal, because Yeshev Echetzim Ba'pas. So too, like we see in that braisa, so too Rebbe holds that a new Tanur that was burned, that was heated with the Surah Hana, is considered like it was completed Ayvei Surah and after the Surah and HaRabbanan, who argue and they hold Ein Shevach Eitzim B'Pas, the Pas is Mutter, and they also hold that a Tanur Chadash, that was Husak B'Surah Hana, is not considered as Nigmar Ayvei Isser, and therefore you're allowed to use it after it was Mitzdan and after it cooled off. So the Gemara argues and says, no, that doesn't, you can't say that this is Shitas Rebbe. Because Amr Deshamas Leila Rebbe, we can say that we learn from Rebbe only that pas that was baked, the Hesek Shalatze Yisr is Aser, Mishum Deyeshevach Eitzim Bapas. That's what it says in the Braisa. It says in the Braisa, Afa Boas HaPas, Rebbe Omer HaPas is Sura. Why? Because Yeshevach Eitzim Bapas. And Hanaman HaPas is like Hanaf from Gufa Eitzim. However, with respect from to a Tanur Chadash, that was Husak Ba'atze Yisr, even if we say that it's considered that the Tanur was finished by Eitzim, nevertheless, you don't eat the Tanur itself. Rather, it's going to be burned again with Heter, with Mutter wood. So it emerges that using this Tanur of Afiyas HaPas, for Afiyas HaPas, Mikano Lahaba, is always going to be Ayde Shituf by a combination of Yisr and Heter. In other words, the oven that's going to be Asur Vahana, because it was completed al yedei atze yisur shel hesek harishon, and atze haheter shel hesek hasheni, and the atze haheter of the second hesek. So how do you know the Rebbe answers using an oven in such a case? Zev zegori mishamislei, says the Gemara. Did you learn from Divrei Rebbe that he answers v'hana, even something that was created al yedei shnei gormim, shel yisur v'shel haheter, kikon hapas sheteyafe v'hesek sheni? Maybe Rebbe holds zev zegori is mutter, and even though he's ma'idev, and if so, even he is moida that you can be mitzaneh, this new tanur, from the hesek, and you can bake from here on in. So who's the first tana that says that you have to destroy the oven? That's what the Gemara says. So on this, the Maal Shah says that the maskanas ha-Gemara, that Rebbe and the Chachamim argue, the yeshevach eitzim bapas, ulekuli alma zev zegarim shari, that the machokas of Rebbe is yeshevach eitzim bapas, that Rebbe says that there is, the Chachamim say that there isn't. And but everybody holds Zev Zegarim Shari. So it emerges that Afabayas HaPas, that when you bake this pas, what's it talking about? It's talking about a new Tanur Behesek Rishon. Why? Because if it's Behesek Sheni, or it's a Tanur Yashan, so it's going to be Zev Zegarim. Because there's going to be a Mutter element involved. Either the oven's going to be Mutter, or the wood's going to be Mutter. So it's going to be Zev Zegarim. And since we're talking about the Tanur Chadash Behesek Rishon, only then Rebbe answers it. How does it say, Bishla Agabe Gecholim, Divrei Hakol Mutter, that if he cooked it on coals, then everybody holds that it's Mutter. It's true that there's no Eitzim of Isser Be'ein. Nevertheless, the Pas should be Yasser, Ayide Tanur, Kevin Shuchadash Vinigmar Beisur. You're right, there's no Isser Be'ain, because we're down to Kecholim. Nevertheless, the pass should be Aser Ayide HaTanur. Because this Tanur is a new Tanur, and it was Nigmar Beisur. So what the Maharsha is saying is that since we're talking about a new tanur behesek rishon, so how do you say bishlagav yichom dibrei akol muter? It's true that no etzim of iser bein. Nevertheless, the pas is aser al yedei hatanur, because this tanur chadash was nigmar beiser, and it baked the bread. It was baked in this tanur, and therefore the bread should be aser out the new oven. Since according to the Gemara's Okimta, that's what it's talking about. It's talking about a new oven. So it should be Aser out the new oven that was baked without Eitzim of Isser. And therefore the Maharsha says that we establish the Machlokas, if Yeshevach Eitzim Bapas, we have to say that afterwards when it says, Afabo is a pas, Rebbe Omer HaPas is Sura, V'chachamim Omer HaPas Muteres, since the machlokas is established, it's talking about yeshevach eitzim bapas, so afabal sapas is a milsa bal peinavshe. It's not talking about the tanur. It's talking about afas sapas neged avuka la karka, below chom tanur. And that's what we're talking about. Bishal agabi gacholim divri hakol mutter. In other words, according to the Maharsha, it comes out that when the Gemara first is talking about a tanur, she is siku beklipe orla. Chadash Yutats Yashan Yutzan. And then, now the Gemara is talking about where there was no Tanur at all. Afabo is Hapas. Let's say you bake with bake bread with this Avuka without a Tanur. Without a Tanur. Rebbe says that the pas is aser, and Chachamim say that the pas is mutter. And then Bishlagabe Gecholim, everybody holds that it's mutter. But there's no new oven here. There's no oven. If there was a new oven, then the whole thing would be aser. So the Tzlach and other Mefarshim myself included, Lahavdil Alfa Fe Avdalas, don't understand the Tumi of the Maharsha. You can say Afabo HaPas is talking about a Tanur Chadash Behesek Rishon, and Rebbe Aser the Pas because there's no head there. It's talking about a Tanur Chadash Behesek Rishon, and therefore there's no head there here. Why is there no head there? Because all you have are the Atse Isser in the Tanura Asir. And when it says Bishla Gabi Gechalim, Divrei Hakol Mutter also makes sense. Because it's true that he was Matzik with the Tanur Chadash Batse Isser. Nevertheless, they became Gechalim. So that's like Ash. Gechalim Isra'af Mefren Mutter. So we have Zevze Gairim. We have the Chumat Tanur, which is Isser. It was answered behesek rishon, and then we have the chom of the gecholim, which is mutter, and therefore we say agabi gecholim divrei kol hapas muteres. And you don't have to say like the Maharsha that afabos hapas is talking about without an oven. So, again, the Gemara says that we had a stila on brises, and the brises said. The first brisa said that if it's a tanur chadash, which was heated up with atzei iser, it should be destroyed. And then we have a second brisa that says no, if it's a tanur chadash, it should be cooled off. The Gemara wants to say that this is Rebbe, this is the Rabbana. Rebbe holds no matter what, destroy it. And Rebbe holds that if the second brisa holds, Bein Tanur Yachadash, Bein Tanur Yashin Yutzon. The second braisa holds that whether it's a new oven or an old oven, all you have to do is cool it off, and you're fine. And the first braisa says no. If it's a chadash, you have to destroy it. So the braisa that says chadash is Rebbe, and the braisa that the chadash you have to destroy is Rebbe, and the braisa that says that if it's a chadash yutzan is the chachamim, because they say tanur chadash that was husak b'sarayna is not kenigmar asayda nigmar adavra alidei yisur. And therefore, it's mutter l'shtanish b'olachash and it's stani. And the Gemara says, no, what are you talking about? Emer d'shamis le'le Rabbi mishum v'yeshevach etzim b'pas. Rabbi holds that if the pas was baked, v'hesek shalatze yisr it's aser, because yeshevach etzim b'pas, and hanam and a pas is like hanam from gufa etzim. And, but if it's a tanur chadash, u'hutzek b'ase yisr, even if we say that it was completed, Ha'yideha eats him, nevertheless, not eating the tanur, it's going to be burned again. With Eitzim of Heteretz, it's going to be Zevzegarim, and it's going to be Mutter, so you don't have to worry about a tanur chadash. Even Rebbe will hold that if it's a tanur chadash, Yutzan, just let it cool off, and then use it the second time with Atzei Heter, and everything will be fine, because Zevzegarim is Mutter. So then in what case did we say that Rebbe holds that the pas is Asur? Since Zevzegarim, Rebbe holds his Mutter, when is the pas going to be aser? The answer is the pas is going to be aser if it's a new tanur with eitzim, and that was heated up with eitzim. So, and this new tanur heated up the bread also. So the bread was heated up in the new tanur, and then this zevze, but both are goth gormim. The tanur and the eitzim are both heter, are both iser. Then Rebbe is going to hold that it's aser. So that's how it comes out in the Gemara. That they're arguing Yeshevach Eitzim B'Pas, Evzegorim Shari, so it must be that it's talking about a Tanur Chadash B'Hesek Rishon. That's the only time Rebbe's going to answer, because if it's Hesek Sheni, or it's a Tanur Yashan, it's going to be Zevzegorim, and it's going to be Mutter. So since we're talking in this Brayso about a Hesek Rishon, so how can you say Agabi Kecholim, it's going to be Mutter? The Kulei Alma, Rebbe will hold that it's Aser. Because it was a tanur chadash, and it was nigmar beisir. They ate him. Maybe Rav Marashem means everybody. Everybody will hold that this. What do you mean? If it was bishla agabe guchalim divrei hakol mutter, ma betom divrei hakol mutter. It's aser. Because it was baked in a tanur. It was the first tanur. It was Hesek Rishon. And Hesek Rishon is Aser. It Asers the oven. And then Mela, the bread in the oven as well. Because the oven is going to Aser, the forbidden oven is going to Aser the bread. So it should be aser according to Rebbe. Not only according to Rebbe, maybe according to everybody. Because chadash yutots. Chadash you have to destroy. So if the bread was baked in this new tanur, it's going to be aser, the kulam. Chadash yutots. So this oven has to be destroyed. The bread you baked in it, it's going to be aser. So therefore, the Maharsha says b'seder. Let's say that this is a new machlokas. Afabo is the pas. We're starting first. We talk about an oven, and then we talk about without an oven. Without an oven, afabo is the pas. Rebbe says the pas is aser. Yes, shevach eitzim. Chum says there's no shevach eitzim. And then Bishlan Gavei Kecholim, everybody holds that it's mutter. But there's no oven involved. So on this, the Tzlach and the other Mepharshim say, what's the Maharsha talking about? When it says Bishlan Gavei Kecholim, everybody holds it's mutter, it's because you have the Kecholim, which are heter. They're like Efer. These coals, there's no more Isra left in these coals. kolen and nisra from efron mutter. So zev is a gairin. There's the tanur. There's this new tanur. I don't know where there's a tanur. There's a new tanur, and that's iser, because it was boiled up with it was heated up with forbidden wood. But then you have the kols. That's heter. Zev is a gairin is mutter. So what's the Marsha's problem? The Gemara, the Marsha says, oh, the tanur is aser. In the case of Bishlal Gabi Gecholim, Divrei HaKol Mutter. What do you mean Divrei HaKol Mutter? It should be aser, because the Gemara says that we're talking about a case where it's a new oven. So if it's a new oven, it should be aser, because this new oven is an oven of iser, because it was made into an oven. It was hardened up. It was finished off with Eitzim of iser. Yeah, it was finished off with Eitzim of iser, but you also have the Gecholim of Heter. And Zev is a Gairim Shari. So the Tzlach and the other Mepharshim don't know what the Maharsha is talking about. Don't say it's talking about with an oven. And you don't have to say it's talking about a new case. I think where when the Gemara says Afavo Sapas, it's talking about without an oven. It's a new case. Not Pitom. It's talking about with the oven, with the first oven, but it has the Heter there also. And therefore it's Mutter. The Gecholim are Heter and the Tanur is Isser. Zev is a Gairim Mutter. So that's the kash of the Acharenim and the Ma'al Shah. The Beis Yitzchak of Yitzchak Shmelkes Arachayim Simen Samaches Aistalit is Miyashev Divrei HaMa'al Shah Al Pi Divrei HaTosis B'tumur Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. That explained the reason that we paskin Kol HaNisrafim Ephraim Mutter. All those things that are burned, the Efer is permitted. V'chol HaNikbarim Ephraim Aser. And those things, if something is supposed to be burned, then the ashes after you burned it are permitted. If something is supposed to be buried, then the ashes after you burned it are forbidden. Because the nisrofim, since the Torah tells us to burn them, after you did it, it's like manaseis mitzvah. So after you did the mitzvah, that's it. There's no more me'ila. There's no more problem. You're allowed to be nana. The iser is gegangen. The iser goes away after you did the mitzvah. But nikbarim says Tesis, famous Tesis. Nikbarim. After they're buried, you didn't. There's no Maaseis Mitzvos, so burning it isn't going to help you, isn't going to be Matur the Yisr. Givaldic. So the Yisr lasts forever. That's a Ma'al Shah. That's a Tesis. We've discussed this in the past. Tumur Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Very Yisaitis stick. So according to this, it emerges that the Kholam of Orla or Kelea Kerem Ar Mutter, is only because Nasis Mitzvasam, because you did the mitzvah, you burned it. But if you boiled the new oven, your nana from the Eitzim, and you were Mitakin the Tanur, you fixed up this oven, you made it into a new oven. So you did an Isser based Kiyuma Mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah Baba Ver that you're not Yotze. So it emerges then, says Rabbi Beis Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Shmolkes, that we don't say that afterwards burned Nasis Mitzvasam Befren Mutter, because the Kiyuma Mitzvah is Ba'aveira. What was the Aveira? You were Nana, Tochkadei Kiyuma Mitzvah, you were Nana from the Sisser. It's a mitzvah Baba Aveira, making the oven. Fixing your oven was Aser. You're fixing oven with this forbidden wood. So it's a mitzvah Baba Aveira, so you never did any tikkun. So since the Kiyum HaMitzvah was Baba Aveira, we say that the Gachelas and the Efer are also Aser. When is the Mutter after? When it becomes a Gachelas, when it becomes a Kol? It's only going to be mutter if you did the mitzvah of burning it, but he never did the mitzvah of burning it, because toch kedei you did the mitzvah of burning it, you also fixed the oven. If you fix the oven, that's not a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah baba avera. So kum toisi, you're not left with anything, you're not left with a mitzvah. So the gecholim are still aser. And that's why the Ma'al Shah asks, because the Beis Yitzchak, that's why the Marsha asks, that a tanur chadosh, it's kule goyrem de iser, it's all iser. If we're talking about a new oven, which is Pashtus HaGemara, and we're talking about a new oven, Tanur Rishon, so Bishlal Gabi Gecholim should be Aser. Sai because of the Tanur, and Sai because of the Gecholim. The Tanur is the first time, so it's a Tanur of Iser. It was made with the Eitzim of Iser, so it became a Tanur of Iser, and the Gecholim are also Gecholim of Iser, because they used to be Eitzim, but they turned into Gecholim through Maisa Isser of being Mitakin and Tanur. So you never fixed them. You never did the mitzvah properly of burning this Isser Hana. So Mamela, Zeb is a Gori Misser. They're both Isser. So That's why the Maharsha says that it can't be talking about where it's there's an oven involved. If it's an oven involved, then the bread's going to be asr l'kuleyam. Oh, so we can understand the svar of Rebbe. She'af aboyas hapas asura. That if you bake the bread is asr. And what do we ask at the get-go? We asked originally, why don't we say that it's rov chom from the afer, and therefore the hana from the avuka should be batal b'rov hana shebalo meneka chom? You have the avuka, the flame coming from the eitzim. And that should be permit asura because of the eitzim. Then you have the coals, which is hot there, and that's the rov. That's hotter. So why isn't it a bottle rov chom shebana matanor? It's bottle the hana that comes from the avuk is going to be bottle, and the rov chom that comes from the ashes from the coals. Because ad kan lo med the Rebbe shapas muteres. When does Rebbe say the pas is muter? Bishlagabe gecholim. In other words, you already were mekayim the mitzvah. Rebbe's talking about a case like the Marshal learns. There's no oven involved. You were just mekayim the mitzvah. You burn the gecholim. You burn the gecholim. You burn the eitzim of Isser, and now they turn into gecholim. So you did the mitzvah. So then it's going to be muter. The bread's going to be muter. Bishlag abig cholim. In other words, after you're mekayim the mitzvah, you burned it without any isser. You bake the bread without any isser, because you burned the wood without any isser. So now, when you bake the bread, it's going to be a heter, because now it's already gecholim. So nasis mitzvasam, and now the gecholim are mutter. But if you bake the bread before it became gecholim, and a dain loy nasa mitzvasam, take from Yad B'Shas HaFiyash L'Hanam and HaHesek Nimsa Shebishas HaBiyur Ase Yisr Rabi Mitzvah Bo Baveiro Gondo Rabi Denas Yisr Mitzvah Efren Mutter. And that's why Rabbi Paskin that the Pas is Aser, because there's no Rov Hanas Heter. In such a case, even after Shanasu Gecholim Akati B'Sirayu Kaimi V'Lek HaKan Chom HaTanir L'Vatel HaChom Sheba Lo Men HaAvuka. There's no chom of heter, it's going to be mevatel, the chom of the avuka. In other words, the teretz is that when you were burning the gecholim, you were doing it be'isser. You were burning, excuse me, the eitzim, you were doing it be'isser. When the eitzim were turning into gecholim, you were doing that be'isser because you were baking bread with it. You were being nana. That was part of the bed breaking. The bread baking. So since you were burning the wood, be'isser. You were burning the wood, be'isser. So it's never nasis mitzvasa. So even though at the end, in a chinami, it's going to come out that most of the heat came from the gecholim, but these aren't permitted gecholim. You're right, the shevach of the gacheles is more than the heat of the avuka. Nevertheless, we said that the heat of the miut of the avuka should be batel barova chom shel hagacheles elon achon, because the gacheles doesn't help us, because the gacheles didn't turn into a gacheles beheter, the gacheles turned into a gacheles beisser, so there was no nasis mitzvah, so and therefore the gacheles is in mutter. When is the gacheles mutter? The gacheles is only going to be mutter when it was burned, when the wood, the original wood which was burned beheter. It was just burned. You weren't nana at all. Ah, nasis mitzvah. So now the gecholim are mutter. And that's what the Gemara says, that if he was mevashel agave gecheles, bishla agave gecholim divrei hakol mutter. Why? Because the gecholim are, they used to be etz atzei iser, but now they were burned beheter. So everything is beseder. They were burned, nasis mitzvah, and now everything is totally cool. Now you can bake bread on them. But in the case where it wasn't yet kachol, it was wood, and now you're burning it. So you're right, in the end, it's going to be more from the heat of the kachol and then the heat of the, more from the heat of the coals than it's going to be from the heat of the wood. That's true, but because when you make the coals into coals, when you burn the wood and they turn into coals, so that was done by Isser, you were attacking the past. So no mitzvah was done. No mitzvah was done. These coals never became heter. So there's no rov heter to be mevatel the miyud Isser of the chom havuka, because the coals themselves are Isser. So it's kulo Isser. So therefore, we don't say bitl barov. So Rabbi Paskins, the past is Isser. Because teichef umiyad, immediately when you started the baking, it was already done with eitzim of iser, and even when they turn into coals, they never became mutter coals, because they're only mutter coals if you do the mitzvah properly. But if you do the mitzvah of iser, then it's no nasis mitzvasim, and then the coals remain aser. It's only nasis mitzvasim when you first burn the wood, and then it becomes coals, and then you use it, your nanin. But if your nanin took away the burning, then it's never nasis mitzvasim. So Baruch Hashem, we were zocha to Teretz this kasha, and we still have a lot more to say on this sugya. Zev Zegoyrim, it's not as huge sugya. Something to talk about over here. A lot to say, and Emir Teshem will be zocha in future shiurim. Baha mikcheker ba nosei harachav hazeh b'dinedo b'siyata d'shmaya. And I ask that you stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.